Okay. I think that certainly appropriate now to get any chizuk that we could get in Inyanei Bitochen, because we do know that any personal chizuk that a person gets in Bitochen can serve as a benefit for someone else. I bring a raya to that. I mean, there's many rayas, but I bring a raya. We say Tehillim for a sick person. The Tehillim is not, most of it is not bakoshes. It's chizuk and Bitochen. Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. Esoin El Orme Yayin Yovei Ezri. Ezri Yimashem Oisei Shemayim Oretz. And then we make a Mishaberach that in the schus of this, they should have refuah shleima. So we see that we can gain chizuk and bitochen, and that could be a schus for others. So it should be taka. Any chizuk that we get should be a schus now for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael that are living in Eretz Yisrael, because over there the matzav is very, very scary. What goes on is just beyond. Anyway, so it should taka be a... We should have a chizuk, and they should have a schus. Okay, we started, we're on page 51. Well, we started last time in Perek Beis, the sibas that are critical in order for a person to have bitochen. So the first one he says is that the one that you're trusting has to have rachamim, chem, lo, v'av. You have to know he loves you, has rachmonis on you, because if he knows that he's merachim, he could trust him. And he can have menuchas anefesh, whatever it is, whatever I'm worried about, my things, because I know you're merachim. That's one ingredient that's necessary. Hashenis. Now we're up to the second one. Sheyia yoidea bo ima havosoi, sheineinu misale mimenu, v'loi misatzel b'cheftzoi. He has to know that besides the fact that he loves him, it's very nice that you love me, but I have to know that you're not going to, misalim is like to look the other way, you know, not to pay attention to my situation. And you're not going to be lazy in the fulfillment of my desire. Because if you have laziness, or if you tend to, you don't concentrate, you have ADD, you don't pay attention, you're misalim, then I can't rely on you. He has to know that he's going to try and he's going to do his thing and he's maskim and he's agreeable to do it. So he's not, he has rachmonas and he has love, but that's not enough. I have to know that there's nothing in his nature that lazy, overlooking, he's ready to help. If it isn't clear to him, all of this, his bitochen is not going to be complete. Because he knows that this individual that he is trusting can forget, can neglect, can be lazy, can takes it lightly, is to lighten up, you know. And Memela, how can I rely on you? So let's just finish the paragraph. When the one who trusts will have these two midas that he trusts in the one that he's trusting, in other words, the one that he's trusting, the Beitech knows that the one that I'm trusting has the midas ahava and has the midas that he pays attention and he does and he's not lazy and he's not going to forget, he's not going to lose focus on it. Goydel rachmanusa olov, v'roiv hashkochosa alinyono, his great rachmanus, and his extensive supervision on my things. In other words, he pays attention. He's not lazy. He deals with it. Yiftach mayim ibli sofik, and he will rely on him without any doubt. These two midas are critical for a person to have bitochen. If I don't know that he loves me, and by the way, he seems to interchange rachmonis with love. I assume that they really go together. You have rachmonis, I see your suffering, it hurts me. But why does your suffering hurt me? Because I care about you. If I didn't care about you, then I don't know if your suffering would hurt me so much. Maybe not at all. But since I care about you, and I see your suffering, so I have rachmonis. So I have to know gola rachmonusay, and v'roiv hashkochosolov, and that he is constantly paying attention. He's not falling asleep at the wheel. He's constantly involved. and he's going to, you know, gonna deal with that and not to be lazy and ignore it, then I could rely on him without any doubts, because those are the two most critical ingredients. And of course, he speaks, it's very interesting, and we've pointed this out many times, he does not mention Hashem over here. He's talking about a moshel, he's talking about a concept, just as he did with the Baal Kemiah. He's talking about a concept, and I believe that it's very important to focus on this for a moment. I believe that the reason is because when we deal directly with Hashem, despite the fact that we know that He loves us, and despite the fact that we know that that He's not misalemu misatzel, He doesn't miss anything, He doesn't fall asleep at the wheel, He's not lazy, He's ready there to help and to act upon the love and the rachmanis that He has, there's a certain level of resistance, because dealing with Hashem also, even in the world of bitochen, carries with it a certain pressure. Because, look, I'm relying on Him, and He has rachmanis, and He loves me. You know something? I better get my act together. Maybe not even so much because I'm afraid that maybe I won't be worthy, but just the pressure itself. Look how much He loves me. Look how much I need Him. Look how much you're relying on Him. And there's something about that. There's a resistance. There's a duality of feeling. I want that, and then I resist it. So I think, and I never saw someone say this, but I believe that that's why the Chavos Al Vavos does not mention Hashem. He talks first in the abstract, and then the abstract about an individual in whom we could put bitochon has to have these qualities, and now we understand that it's Hashem. It's many things like that. You know, if you want to give teichocha to someone, so they say the best way to do it is to find someone else that you can criticize who's close enough to him that he'll get the message, but not directly in your face. I'm not directly confrontational with you. I'm not putting that direct pressure, because when there's pressure, there's resistance. Pressure evokes resistance. So over here, with the emotional, this is the abstract. This is how you have to, if you want to trust somebody, this is what you have to know. And Memela, we will, of course, and he will later, I guess, apply it to Hashem. That's just a thought of how that might work. Okay, Vashlishis. Let's move on. The third prerequisite. Now, this is going to be a problem, because he just said, if you have these two things, you're going to Yivtach Boibeli Sofik. So how could there be a third thing? Yehuda Void Lekro. What is that all about? We didn't read it yet, but he just said, if you have this, you'll Yivtach Boibeli Sofik. So let's see what else he wants. Sheyeh Chozok, lo yinutzach ba'asher hu chofetz. He cannot be beaten in anything he desires to do. Lo v'lo yimno'ehu mo'ineah me'asus ba'koshas ha'boiteach. And nothing can stop him. No mo'ineah. There is no force that can stand in his way from fulfilling the will of the one who trusts him. Ki im yiyeh cholosh, if he's going to be weak, lo yishlam habitochen olav. You can't have that complete bitochen in him. Afal pish nisbar shu merachim mashkiach. Even though you know that he's merachim mashkiach. Bifnei himona dvorim yimena b'roivu enyonim. Because many things will be out of his control. It'll be himona. It'll be withheld from him because he doesn't have the power. Kashis kapzvo shloishem yiselu yabitochen olav yoiseroi. All these three will make it even more appropriate. Now, in a sense, he's answering, but in another sense, there's really a contradiction here. He just told us, it says, if it's goyel rachmanusei olov, v'rov hashkachosu al inyonov, yivtach moi mibli sofik, without a sofik. So that sounds, without a sofik, so that sounds pretty strong. Unless mibli sofik means... that's a question. Let's see in a moment. So, but if that's the case, then this is very strange, because he says, "Lo yishlam habitochen olav afal pishnis barashu merachim mashkiach." You just told me if we know he's merachim mashkiach, he's gonna trust him b'li sofek, And now you tell me, lo yishlam habitochen olov afal bishin esmaira. So it sounds like you have this bitochen, but it's not complete. It can't be a steer. It can't contradict himself. He just said you're going to have bitochen. You're definitely going to have bitochen if it's rachmanusoy v'roiv ashkochosoy. Now he says over here, even though you know he's the barachim or mashkiach, but if he's not capable, then you can't have a shleimus of bitochen. You have to have, so you need this too. Now it'll be yoseroy. Okay, so that would answer that. It's not really a contradiction. Before he said he's going, and maybe belief suffix doesn't mean he won't have any sveikus in the bitochen, but maybe, no, undoubtedly he's going to trust him. But the level of trust is not the same as if you also know that he can do it. But I want to ask you a question. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because if I don't know that he's capable, so how can I have any trust whatsoever? I know he loves me, and I know he's not misasal. He wants to do, and he's very energetic, and he's always paying attention. But kenisht, he doesn't have the ability. So how can I have any bitochen? I'm trusting he's going to do it. What am I trusting? I'm trusting a weakling. If I don't know that he has any power, I don't even know if I ever had an answer to this question. He says clearly with the two ingredients, Rachmonis and Merachim u'mashgiach, then he's going to definitely have bitochen. And now he adds to it, he has to know that nothing can prevent him, that he can do it. And you mean to say I could have bitochen in this person, even though I don't know that he's capable of delivering? So what am I trusting? It's a pella. What do you say, Rabbi? You say, I have no idea what even could be an answer for such a thing. This is one of the problems that I always had over here. What could be the pshat? I'm trusting you because you have rachmonis and you're mashkiach, you pay attention. But I don't know yet that you have power. So if I don't know you have power, so how can I trust you? I can't even have a rudiment of trust. Imagine that. If Hashem was very loving, very kind, pays attention to all of our tefillahs, to everything our hearts desires, but he's very weak, he's not capable. So how could I trust in him? So I don't understand what he's saying over here.
Are you explaining what he said, police suffering?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you explaining when he says he's going to trust
in belief suffix, that it's like the top level bitochen? No. I thought that originally, but I'll tell you, belief suffix means undoubtedly he will trust him, but not on that level. That's how you have to answer that. Otherwise, it's a steal. Right. But even on any level, how can I trust someone that he's going to take care of me if I don't know that he's capable?
Because nobody says Hashem's not capable. Just what the third level is like. Where there's no room even for a drop of something he can't do. We all know Hashem can do, you know, more than anybody, but maybe there's some lurking, you know, doubt of some very small level in our mind, and that's what the third level is coming to.
Okay, so then let me, I hear what you're saying. Let me ask you a question. He says, I know he's Merachim u'mashkiach, and the reason I'm not trusting is mipnei himona dvorim mimenu beroiv u'enyonim. In most things he can't do. There's going to be something to interfere. So what am I trusting? Even though it's clear to me that he's the merciful and the one who pays attention, but I can't trust. I won't be able to have that full bitochen because in most things he has impediments. If he has impediments in roiv advarim, so what kind of bitochen is that?
There was once a time when the Rav mentioned that the idea when you tell somebody, I'm counting on you. He just comes through. He comes through no matter what. Even if he can't, somehow you don't know how he's going to, but if I'm counting, or I know someone's counting on me, I'm going to come through. I don't know how I'm going to pull it together. I'm going to come through. I should ask, I'm counting on you.
Yeah, but you're weak. You're counting on me. I'm a lo yuslach. I can't do anything. I'm cholosh. He says he's cholosh b'roi v'nyonim. He monad v'roi b'roi v'nyonim. He says b'akol ikiim yeh cholosh lo yuslach b'bitoch nolov. I don't get it. I trust him. I mean, the only thing, you see, we're not talking about Hashem here. He's talking, it's a moshul. But I want to ask you this. Is it such a thing? I trust you'll do the best you can. What do you think? You know,
he doesn't say that.
What? No, he says he says undoubtedly he'll have trust in him. So he'll have trust in him. Why? I trust that you'll do. I trust. It doesn't make sense. I trust. We're talking about a person. I know this person, in most things, he really can't help me. But I trust him because he loves me and because he pays attention. So I trust that he's going to do it. I don't know what to say.
You're not necessarily trusting him to do it. You're trusting that through him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get you the result you're looking for.
No, but this is a moshul for people, and then he's gonna. Then we're supposed to extrapolate from here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the moshul, I'm trusting a person. In the nimshul, I'm trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the full knowledge that he is merachim and mashkiach, but not that he's capable.
Understand what it means,
Belief Suffolk? No, if Belief Suffolk means, if Belief Suffolk that his bitocha will be complete, then we got a bigger problem. Then we have a double stira. If it's that, no, Belief Suffolk, is it? No, that's why I say undoubtedly he's going to trust him. Belief Suffolk, without a doubt, he's going to trust him. Not that he's going to trust him without any doubts in his mind, but without a doubt, he's going to trust him. That's what you must say. Otherwise, then the two paragraphs are contradicting each other. So wait a second. So it could it be such a thing that I don't know if you're fully capable, but there's a certain level of trust that I have. I'm concerned about something.
Could it just be more on an emotional end? Like it's not like gone to the head. Like, do you think he'll get it done? Like, I have no idea, but I trust he's going to do it. I trust he. I hope he's going to do it. Belief Suffolk to me just means like automatically you're gonna trust.
Okay, you just said something very interesting, but it's not mashma like that, but it could be. We learned here in different context that there's a lower level of bitochen. Bitochen means trust. I'm counting on you to do it. Kivui. Tikva, hope, yichul, kivui, tzipui, chikui, these are all languages of hope. That means I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I am hoping that it will. And that too is a level of bitochen. So what I heard from you, I don't know if that's what you meant to say, but maybe that the bitochen that he's talking about, Beli Sofik, in the first level, is more of a hope. I'm not sure. I can't say that I'm sure. I know that he's going to try to help me. Ooh. Was that, you there? Look what he said. Let's go back to the Lashon again. Hashenis. Sheyir yodea bo ima avosav she'eno misalim imenu v'loi nisatsu b'chef. So he's not hiding, or he doesn't overlook, and he's not lazy. Aval hu yodea bo, he knows in the one that he's trusting, shehu mishtadel umaskim la soy soy. He does not say he's going to do it. Mishtadel, when I say I'm going to put in the effort and I agree to do it, that does not say about my ability to deliver. So it seems that the first bitochen that he's talking about, I am trusting this person that he will put in the effort and he wants to do it. That in itself is a certain level of trust. Now, you're right, if when it's with Hashem, it upgrades it a lot because, you know, basically, even if I don't know that he's a Kol Yochel, but I know he's a Kol Yochel on a certain level, you know, what am I thinking?
But this isn't Hashem. No,
I understand. But I'm just saying, even in the human level, I don't have a person yet who is capable for sure of doing it. There are many things he's not capable of. But you know something? This guy is a good friend. This guy is one that he loves me, and he's not lazy, and he doesn't lose focus, and he will try his best, maskim haskoma means he's concluded. He has decided he wants to help me. Listen, let me ask you like this. What if you have political protects you? You have a friend in Congress, you have a friend in the Knesset, you have a friend in high places. So the people in high places are not totally capable, but you feel pretty good. I spoke to him at this very influential senator, and he says, and he's taking this, he feels my pain, and he's my friend, and he's not lazy, and he doesn't lose focus, and I'm sure that he's going to do everything he can, because he decided he wants to help me. That brings a certain level of trust. I feel good about it. I'm not 100% sure. But it's certainly, that seems to be what he's talking about. Because he does not say, shehu yase bishviloi. He just says, hu mishtadel umaskim. So I think that must be the pshat. So the first level is not even that I can be sure that the person will deliver. Because if I don't know that he's capable, I can't be sure he'll deliver. But I know one thing. I trust his love. I trust his alertness, and I trust his commitment to effort and his haskoma, his decision. He has decided that this is what he wants to do. So that brings out a certain level of trust. And that seems to be the minimal level of trust. Without that, you have nothing. Even if he's a Kol Yochel, he could do anything, but he doesn't like me, so he's not going to do it for me. And he could be a Kol Yochel, but he sleeps three quarters of the time, and he doesn't pay attention. He doesn't have his eyes on the road. So Vaiti's not going to do. But once they have those things, I can have a level of bitochen. So there is now, we were mechadish over here, a lower level of bitochen. Not necessarily the kivui, the hope. It's bitochen, but bitochen is because I'm trusting that you will do your absolute best because you love me and because you pay attention. So I know you're going to do your best, and I know you've decided you are mishtadel umaskim, that this is what's going to happen. That does give a certain level. I feel much better. I'm confident. I'm very optimistic about the future. Maybe that's kivui. I don't know. Maybe that's another way of saying kivui. Hope.
Also, Rebbe, why do you have to create another level? The first two steps, don't you need all seven to have a full betachon?
I understand, he said yiftach. But he did say yiftach boy mibli sovi. This is a level of bitochen.
No, but it's like Pshat you said before. It's yiftach boy, but not that he's gonna. It's not a trust. It's a trust that he's gonna do his best. Like,
oh, okay. So that's what I'm saying. So that, but that too, but that too is.
No, but
that too is called. Well, one second. That too is called bitochen.
That's apikorsis.
What?
But if you apply that to Hashem, that's apikorsis. Hashem's gonna do his
best. No.
You can't say that.
No, I understand. But even if a person, let's say a person I'll give you a moshul. Let's say that there are times. This is very practical. I didn't even realize there are times when the situation is so overwhelming. in my rational thinking, I can't imagine how Hashem, the bank is closing in 1 minute. And I can't imagine how Hashem is going to provide that which I need to put in. Of course, I had situation, and what I found out later was that the guy put the money in before and he gave me a deposit slip after. So, but I can't imagine how it can be done. We're human beings. This is impossible. Even Hashem can't help on this one. This is, the deadline is 30 seconds away. Ah, not shaykh. Okay. Chazal tell us not so, but maybe I'm not on that level. Chazal tell us, afilu cherev chodemunachal savor shalom, the sword is on the back of his neck, still he shouldn't give up on rachamim. But let's say I'm not holding there. But you know something? I have a certain level of bitochon. What's the level I have? I know he loves me. I know he has rachmonis. I know he's going to do everything that he can. I just can't imagine that he could do it. The knowing that he's going to do everything that he can does give me a certain sense of comfort, a certain sense of optimism, a certain sense of, I mean, it's hard to hear almost. If I don't know, no. I said, the pshat is like this. I don't know for sure that he can't do it. It's because he himself said, I know, oh, that's what he said. Mimeno beroi vinyonim. Heimona mimeno beroi. In other words, most things he may not be able to do, but there are some things he can do. And I know he's deeply committed. That deep commitment, even though there the majority of things he can't do, but that deep commitment can sort of give me an optimism where I could be somewhat confident because there are things that he can do. If he couldn't do anything, then there's no basis for confidence. But since there are things he can do, and sort of the level of commitment that he has is going to give me a certain soothing effect because, you know, hopefully he'll be able to do it. And I don't know, that's the best I could do on that. It requires, what we should really do is to look at the Meforshim and see if they do anything with it. So Belin Nether will try to do that for next time. But that seems to be the thing. So there is a level where even though I'm not sure that he can deliver, but I know how much he wants to deliver, that also is soothing, that also gives me Menuchas HaNefesh, that also is a form of bitochen. I am trusting. I'm trusting him, but Lemaisa.
Is that secure?
What?
Does that give me security?
That gives me a certain level of security. He does say, in other words, maybe I'm trusting that this is from the things that he can do. I'm trusting him, you know, he'll figure out a way. It's doable. In Raven Yonim, he may not be able to do it. But there are exceptions. Maybe this will be the exception. I don't know. That's the best I could do. We have to work on that. But anyway, it's a thought. There is something to say about just knowing Hashem's Rachmonus and Hashem's focus, that he doesn't lose focus. He's constantly watching and worried about us. There is something certainly very comforting about that. Even if I don't get to the point where I believe that there's something that can be done about this, but it does give me some optimism, some hope, something. I don't know, we have to tighten it up better. I'm not sure the best way to tighten it up. I think we'll have to leave that for next time, and we'll try to look into it and see if we can come up with something a little better. Okay, and Hashem should help. Whatever it is, you know, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, when you learn the Inyonim Bi'iyun and you try to analyze the Inyonim, that it has a tremendous hashpah. So I'm sure this effort was Mashpiyana Bitochen, and the schus of that Bitochen should be a schus to protect everybody in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Yirachim should hear only Psuras Tevis.